Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to break a leg, get swamped, play some stuff, and celebrate the birthday of Harry Lillis Crosby. But first, I have a correction to make. Last week, I played Havana by George Hamilton Green's Star Trio. I announced it as having been written by John Schonberger and Abe Lyman. Well, they did write Havana, just not that Havana. The Havana I played last week was from 1927 and was composed by Raymond B. Egan and Vincent Rose. I had both songs listed and misread my notes. Anyway, here is the 1923 Havana, written by John Schonberger and Abe Lyman, and performed by Max Tur and his orchestra. Max Tur, T-E-R-R, and his orchestra, and John Schonberger and Abe Lyman's Havana, recorded around September 14, 1923. Pianist Max Tur was born in Odessa in the Ukraine on November 16, 1890. He became a U.S. citizen in 1918, and between 1925 and 47, he composed film music for several dozen pictures, including Charlie Chaplin's The Gold Rush in 1925. While at MGM, he composed the March theme for the Metro News. Max Tur died in Los Angeles on August 2, 1951. Many of you know that I'm quite the rail fan. Well, back in 1991, I had the good fortune to ride a train pulled by Santa Fe Steam Locomotive 3751 from Los Angeles to Bakersfield, California. The 3751 was built in 1927 by the Baldwin Locomotive Works and is now owned by the San Bernardino Railroad Historical Society. Last weekend, it made a run from Los Angeles to San Diego, and this weekend, I got to see it up close again as it was on display for San Bernardino Railroad Days. It really is quite a piece of machinery. You can see pictures and read about the engine at the Society's website, www.sbrhs.org. Anyway, to honor the 3751 steam locomotive, here are the New Orleans Owls and Blowin' Off Steam. Owls, recording in Atlanta, Georgia on November 6, 1926, and Blowin' Off Steam, written by Joe Davis and Howard Johnson. Really. There is a 1936 recording of Blowin' Off Steam by Sharky Bonanno, but that Blowin' Off Steam is by David Weinstein. I have a fairly sophisticated palate, but I had never eaten frog's legs, that is, until last week. And you know what? A little stringier and a little chewier, but they really do taste like chicken. Here's the Columbia Saxophone Sextet to serve up a musical helping of frog's legs.
ba beep 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 boop boop beep boop beep boop boop doo 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 doo.
If I didn't tell you, you might never guess that that was Hal Kemp and his orchestra and Peg Leg Stomp from Hal's first recording session under his own name in Atlanta, Georgia on April 20th, 1926. The band featured Horace Saxe Dowell on clarinet and alto, Robert Skinny Ennis, who played drums, and pianist and arranger John Scott Trotter, who would later become Bing Crosby's musical director. Before that, it was Nick Nichols and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Van Dyke 78 as the Rhythm Syncopators and Breakin' a Leg from October of 1929. Jack Cox played trumpet, but the other personnel are unidentified, including the scat vocalist. We began that set of legs with the Columbia Saxophone Sextet and Frog's Legs from 1920. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. A couple of weeks ago, I played Chloe, Song of the Swamp, in a birthday tribute to Neil Morette. Well, here are some other swamp songs, beginning with the Little Ramblers. ¶¶
Thank you.
We began that swamp set with the Little Ramblers, the band within a band contingent from the California Ramblers, and Swamp Blues, their last recording for Columbia on July 8, 1927. Swamp Blues was written by Burke Bivens and was also recorded by Fletcher Henderson, Red Nichols, and Roy Wilson in his Georgia Crackers. Burke Bivens must have had a thing about swamps because he also wrote Swamp Ghosts. That was followed by Duke Ellington in his solo piano rendition of Swampy River, his own composition, recorded October 1, 1928. We finished up with Big Ben, written by J.C. Johnson, who played piano in that recording from September 5, 1930. So what does Big Ben have to do with swamps? Well, the band was Bennett's Swamplanders. Walter Jock Bennett was lead trumpeter with Fletcher Henderson in 1942, but he made only a few recordings and only three under his own name. Last week, May 3rd, marked the birth in Tacoma, Washington in 1903 of Harry Lillis Crosby, better known as Bing, a nickname he got at age six as the result of his enthusiasm for the Bingville Bugle, a parody of a hillbilly newspaper written by Newton Newkirk and run as a full-page feature in Spokane's newspaper, The Spokesman Review. Here's Bing Crosby.
Thank you. moment's bliss we took to talk of love. Beneath the stars above I held your hand, and then I whispered, dear, I love you, I love you. Or was it just a dream, an idle scheme of mine to fool my heart? And yet it seemed divine, it must be true. I was with you and you are mine, all mine. Was it just a dream, an idle scheme of mine to fool my heart? And yet it seemed divine, it must be true. I was with you and you are mine, all as roses that bloom. You're so pleasing, that's the reason there's never gloom around me. Susanna, oh, Susanna, let's wed and settle down in Louisiana.
Well, there you have three from Der Bingle with three different orchestras. We started off with Paul Whiteman, January 27, 1928, and Make Believe from Jerome Kern's score of the musical Showboat. Next, it was Gus Arnheim and his orchestra in Hollywood on October 29, 1930, and It Must Be True. We finished up with Sam Lennon's Famous Players and Singers and Susiana, composed by New Orleans pianist Spencer Williams. That's from January 25, 1929. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Comedian George Carlin had a very famous routine about stuff. Well, here for no particular reason is some musical stuff, beginning with the State Street Ramblers.
la da la da la da la da la da la da la la da da la la da 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 la da la da la la a bi da la da la di da ba la la da la la ba bi ba ba da da la la bi ba da da la 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 bi da la la da la la da la la bi da ba la da la la da ba la 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 la.
You have some musical stuff. We began with the State Street Ramblers, which was not a group but a series of recording sessions put together by pianist Jimmy Blythe between 1928 and 1931. The personnel varied, but all three dozen or so sides were recorded by Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana. They were released under a variety of pseudonyms, including the Chicago Stompers, Blythe's Blue Boys, the Down Home Serenaders, and Speed Jeffries and his Night Owls. We heard Stomp Your Stuff from March 20th, 1931. Next, it was Oliver Cobb and his Rhythm Kings, with Oliver Cobb himself performing the vocal on Hot Stuff. That is fully one half of trumpeter Oliver Cobb's entire recorded orchestral output from a single session for Brunswick on August 16th, 1929. We finished up with Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders and Stuff, written by Harvey O. Brooks. Lionel Hampton did double duty playing drums and providing the vocal on that April 29, 1929 recording. The next three records have something in common, but it's kind of hard to explain. I suppose you could call this segment You Are So... or You're So... fill in the blank. Here's Jeffrey Goodhart.
Thank you.
We began that You're So set with Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra and You're So Near and Yet So Far, written by Larry Speer and Larry Schloss. That was recorded in April of 1925, during the time the band was resident at London's exclusive Piccadilly Hotel, which had not one, not two, but three, count 'em, three resident bands. Next, it was Abe Lyman and his orchestra and You're So Easy to Remember, recorded in Chicago on September 5, 1927. We finished up with Herb Wiedoff's Cinderella Roof Orchestra and a Herb Wiedoff composition, Oh Peter, You're So Nice, recorded by Brunswick in Los Angeles on May 8, 1924. Almost the whole family was involved in that recording, with Herb's brother Gerhardt on bass and Adolph on drums. The only one missing is Rudy. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.